she calls me, she don't call real often, but when she does, I know she's got something to say. And if I don't have about an hour, maybe. I got a plan when I'm driving somewhere far away, you know. But, no, honestly, and it's life. It's not just mindless. It's not. You know, sometimes people will just consume your. It's not like that at all. I know it's a right now word, and every time she's ever talked to me or called me, I wanted her to come out and share it with the church, but share it with the region. So the region, it's a nationwide message, I guess a worldwide message. But I don't want to take up time. I know it's Christmas time. I know y'all got lots of stuff going. I know you got lots of expenses. So Faith Harvest will take care of Merry Christmas. So if you do insist on giving, praise God, there's boxes back there by the door as you leave. If you want to give something, you're welcome to, but don't feel coerced at all. But I just wanted to say I love y'all, and I'm glad to be in fellowship with y'all. I know a lot of y'all from time to time. I don't see you too often, but thank you for coming out. I appreciate that. I know there's a lot going on, and thank you, Libby. I know you drove a long way, and you've got a family that's sick. Healed in Jesus' name. And I know you drove from Bowling Green, and you came from the Madison, the boat race place. Yeah. But anyway, it's an honor to have you. Honor to have Pastor Paul in Geneva. Good to have y'all. Good Pastor James. Good to have all of y'all. So let's stand up right quick. You can come on up here. Get ready like you're going to do something. Lord God, we bless our sisters. Jesus, we thank you for the anointed word of God that's already there, and we pull it out. We're hungry. We're hungry. We're not going to leave here till we're filled, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. God, let it be a buffet of your presence, God, a buffet of your anointing, God. We need more. We need more. We need more. So just pray this prayer, a simple prayer, Steve Hill's prayer. It worked real good at Brownsville. So pray this. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. In your precious name. Amen. Thank you. Bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. What a wonderful place for us to come, especially when we're being slapped around a lot. We can come and find a place of refuge. That there is a covering of pastors of this region, and we appreciate that. We honor that, and we feel it. Those that come in, we know that there is a prayer movement in this region, and with a unity in the churches that we're starting to see little by little, but you all have developed this over the years. And I think the last time I was here, I said that this was a depository, and the depository is for this whole region. People can come and deposit what they have, and we can each withdraw what we have need of. And so I feel like that every time we come, that we take back. It's like God brings us here because maybe we need it. We need it as much or more than you do. But I think what I was sharing with Pastor Mark was God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. You know, the faithfulness of God, we have waited. There has been tremendous warfare. But there was tremendous warfare in this season over the birth of Christ. You know, hell was trembling. You know, people of that day, those in authority knew a king was being born, a king that would threaten everything. But they didn't know that it was a king that would threaten the thrones and powers of darkness forever until he decided to take them down. And so how this all happened is a few weeks ago, a few months ago, I was in a church and we were praying. It was prayer, a prayer night. Actually, it was Libby's church. And I just came in just, I mean, I was hurried. I was undone. This has been a time of great shaking in our lives. I felt confounded and confused, and those were the words, that we're in a time that everything that we ever believed in has been tested and tried. Everything that we ever hoped for, that we ever dreamed, that we ever thought about, of God coming to us and moving in power and in glory, and us walking in that power and that authority, it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. And we would wait, and we would pray, and we would believe, and we were faithful. But we have been weary. Our bodies have been attacked. Our minds have been attacked. Our families, our finances, our way of life, everything. My brother here, I think he wrote a book. Have you had the Job experience? Yes. Yeah, well, we can't seem to get out of it. That's what I'm thinking. And it was like, all of a sudden that night, it was like I looked and I was just laying my things down. And I think I was thinking in my mind, I should have stayed at the house. And just immediately, there were angels that just entered. And they were being placed in the corners. And I looked at them and I feared. There was a fear and a trembling. I don't know if it was a reverential fear and awe, but I have never seen anything like that in my life. Their faces were fierce. And I remember every time I have spoken about them, the word has been fierce. And I felt like, well, I was just so confused, because even here, I've seen those glorious angels, commanding angels of God in this place and in this region, standing magnificent. I've always seen these glorious, wonderful angels, and these were so different that they kind of scared me at first. And so I felt like I just didn't even know what to do with it. So I just kind of put it aside and I thought, okay, well, I don't know. I was just kind of afraid to think about them, I guess, and because they were so unfamiliar. And then about 2 or 3 weeks, I heard, these are my fierce ones. They have been released for this hour, for the last days. Yeah. They have been released. Yeah. They're fierce. They're for you. They have been released. These have never been on the face of the earth before. They were sent for this hour, for this time, because they're so fierce that they're going to make us fierce. A fierceness for the holiness of God, for the presence of God. And that fierceness is holding back the enemy. That spirit of death and destruction. That spirit that's trying to take us out before our time. Yeah. Before we can be those that hear that last trumpet. I don't care what age we are. I don't care what state we are. These are the final battles of time. Yeah. I think I spoke that the last time I was here. Saw Jezebel, the octopus, and Leviathan all arrayed. They were a mess. They were weakened. They were diminished. Their power is diminished. But God's, He is all powerful, self-existent, omnipotent, all powerful, holy God. There is no other. There's no higher power. And it was like God was saying, this fierceness I'm putting in my people in this hour. That fierceness for the things of God, not the things on the earth. I'm not even trying to save my way of life anymore. It's so changed. My mind is so changed. That God, Donna is so right where we're at. She could preach this tonight. That, you know, there's been a faithful remnant. My grandmother was one of those that prayed on, you know, coal oil stoves and prayed on linoleum all night long and would cry out to God. And it freezing in the house. And she would get caught up with God. And then she would get up and get dressed and go to work from getting off her knees. And she never saw her children saved. She saw me. She saw me. I was the only one. And when she came to die, I was always with her. And when she came to die, I said, Grandma, you're not seeing your children or your grandchildren saved. What about that? And she said, but I see you.
Yeah.
But I see you. You're my fruit. Yeah. And I said, do you truly believe that they will come to know God? Because I'm telling you, they were godless. I was raised in a violent, perverted, godless home. And I said, do you believe that they will come to know the Lord? And she said, absolutely. I don't have to see it. I would have liked to, but I don't have to. She sat in churches where there was no Spirit of God. I'd go in there and say, I can't stand it. I can't stand it, Grandma. And she was like, girl, you're not right. God is here. He's here. We're here. There's some in here. He's here. You're wrong. And so, you know, I see a faithfulness in God's people. We've had all the revivals. We've been in the glory. Pastor Mark and I were talking. Been to Pensacola how many times? Toronto, to Mahesh and Bonnie Shavdas, Sister Ruth Ward Heflin, been everywhere that you can think of. And so now we're looking for God to return in that very same way, and that's just not the truth. That is not the truth. He's coming to his people. He's coming personally to you. He's coming personally to you and you and you. He's coming personally to us. My message tonight, I didn't get it till yesterday, and it's not even a message. I'm just here to, honestly, I believe everybody that's in here are hearing all this stuff. And it may be that my words are confirming words or that we're all seeing and hearing the same thing. But look, we are in a time where God says, it's personal. It's personal. This is between me and you. Right now, this is between me and Satan. This is between me and your enemy. Yeah, I'm coming to you. It's personal now. Okay, so after that, a few weeks ago, I was in Ohio and at my friend's house, and she has these women meetings, and they are awesome. And women come from everywhere. And she was like, I'm going to have another meeting, and I really want you to come. And we're just friends who have prayed together for probably 35 years. And so I went. And it was like, I think how this happened was, she might have asked me to pray, and they were going to break for lunch. And so everybody was bowing their heads, and I started to say something, and I couldn't. Miracle. Miracles. Okay, I told you, God, you're in the signs, wonders, and miracles. So I couldn't say a word. And I just kept thinking, I gotta say something. I gotta say a prayer so they can go eat. But I kept feeling something all over me. I just kept feeling just fire. I felt the anointing. I just didn't know what was happening to me. And I was thinking, which turn to dismiss for lunch? And I couldn't. I was like mute. And I looked up, and all the women had their heads bowed and their eyes closed. And there was an angel standing in front of each and every person. Never seen that in all these years. There's heavy angelic activity right now. Heavy. That, we're in an apostolic age. We are in an apostolic age where God has sent help to us. He means business. Now, yes, have we travailed and have we groaned and have we moaned under the heaviness and the hardness of these last years? Yes. But are we lighter? Things are falling off of us. I mean, we can't carry them anymore because we couldn't. It's just like we're dying. It's just like, no, I can't carry it anymore because I can't carry myself. And so he streamlined us. We're becoming weightless. God is coming in the night, and things are happening in my mind that I can't understand and I can't put words to. There's no words. I try to pray, and I can't. I can't. Because words are inadequate in this hour. There has been days that we knew what to pray. We knew how to pray. We could do it so glibly and so easily. And I can't. I can't find the words. Because those words are almost meaningless anymore. I'm not saying that we're not praying for one another. I'm saying our spirits are groaning. Our spirits are moaning and groaning and travailing, and there's something going on. God is changing our minds. He's changing a mindset that we can't do. I could sit there and pray all day, fast all the time, and just declare and decree over myself. But it is something, a work of the Spirit that He's done through these years that's caused you now to be in agreement with what He's doing, but you can't even help Him. He's doing it sovereign. It's a sovereign move of God to change our minds. I don't even know who I am. I don't know what I think, but I know what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. Well, these angels were sent to each and every person there, and I knew we were in a different time. I knew. Usually there's corporate angels, but these were sent to each individual, and they stood there. Every one of them looked alike. And I was watching, not knowing, and no one in that room was saying anything. No one was moving. No one, I didn't even think they were breathing. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, and these angels have little round discs in their hands. Looks like those wafers that are in the communion cups, those that you peel back, and they were little white discs. And each angel had one in his hand, and he was saying, take, eat, take and eat. Strength for the days ahead. Strength. Strength for the days ahead. And I was like, what does this mean, Lord? Well, I was still, I couldn't do anything. I've just seen tons of angels throughout my life, always had the seer, the eyes to see. But they were always corporately. I mean, they were always, but this was personal. There was one per person. And I just, we went on, nobody talked, nobody breathed, nobody did anything. And finally, after about 20 minutes, the women just sat down. And nobody did anything, and I was still there. And all of a sudden, someone came to and said, and we were caught in a, I don't know what you call that, but it was like I was caught up and not there. And I saw these women, and somebody said, what just happened? What just happened here? See, they felt it. They knew. They were still. They were silent. I mean, I thought somebody would start praying and they'd dismiss and just leave me, but they didn't. And they were saying, what just happened here? And I started telling them what I had seen. And it was like all of a sudden they knew that that's exactly, that room changed, the atmosphere changed. It was like everything changed. And so God was just reminding me I think I called Libby. I called you that night, right? And was telling you what had happened there. And I said, you know, the Lord, there were angels here. I said, he is now. This is different. This is a different time. This is a time where God, it's like Psalm 18. He got angry. He bowed the heavens and said, enough is enough. I've had it. I'm coming down. I'm coming down to my people. And as Libby was like, well, that sounds like Elijah, Mom, the angel coming and feeding Elijah to go to the mountain of God, to be with God, to wait on God to come, to meet with God. And I do believe that. Yeah. I was weary and tired, and you all know that the last time I was here, we were all weary. We were all, and this place was packed out, and we were all weary. And it was like weariness is a heaviness that the enemy had placed upon us that we could not get out of. And God has just pulled that off. He has sent help to us. It says, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. And the angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and his ministers flames of fire. This is our help. This is our help. We were talking about Elijah, and it's about what Elijah, he did this great work of God. How many in here, we have all been in the meetings of the power, the glory. We've been in those revival meetings, and then all of a sudden, nothing. We are beaten down. We are feel like we're left behind, like God has forgotten us. We know he's there, but, you know, will we see what the promises of God? And, you know, so there's Elijah, you know, he's got all this, you know, calling down fire on the altars, and seeing the enemy destroyed. And then he's running at a word that is released. And, you know, we're running at words like bankruptcy. We're running words, cancer. We're running from the fear and the intimidation of, I'm getting too old. It's time for someone else. Or we're young and we haven't seen what was promised to us. But this is that hour. I do believe that we are entering. You all just saw the birthday gift to Christ. We just saw Jerusalem. Yeah. Hello. To me, that was the prophetic timetable that said, yes, yes. We're in it. We are in it. We are in it. And listen, don't even think that we're back where we were, because we're not. This was the message before. you know, when I came in May, that, you know, it was a time of where we saw the enemy diminish. We saw God with us, and yet we were like, my mind was not yet changed. God is doing something in our minds that we're not thinking. I'm not thinking the way that I used to. And I would say, Lord, why do you pull me back and pull me in? You give me all these dreams and visions and all these things, and yet you don't want me to release them. And everybody is getting dreams and visions and revelation right now. And they're not just getting it, they're getting understanding. That was what we lacked in the past. God's people are getting the understanding of what they're seeing and hearing. But God was saying in this hour, it's about me. It's all about me. I don't want you to be famous. I don't want people to know your name and remember your name. I want them to know me and remember me. It's all about me. It's about me. So, no. My people, it's an hour where he has called us to be so hidden in him that we were talking earlier, like about a glow. You know, I'm with National Day of Prayer, the National Governor's Prayer Team. But you know what? God, those things exist as a corporate thing, but that is not our identity. And God is calling us and saying, you know, so I've been pulled back almost this whole year. And I was like, well, God, I just look like I'm not doing anything. I look like a failure. Well, they don't even think I'm doing anything. Well, wait a minute, I'm not. I'm like, well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So what am I doing here? And he is drawing us. Those are wonderful ministries, every one of them. It's about prayer. But I'm telling you, you can't have your identity corporately. In this hour, it's personally. Yeah. I would rather walk in a personal power and presence of God, that wherever I go, God is with me. And I don't have to get it corporately. Yeah. That when I come in here, you all have it. You brought yours in. I brought mine in. And I am strengthened and empowered to go back and live my life. This is not about this, the personal. I just keep hearing it's personal. Yeah. It's me and you. It's personal. And so I don't think we've really been. It's personal when we come to Christ. And after we come to Christ, it's usually not personal anymore. We get all our assignments, and that's okay. But our assignments and our corporateness took away our relationship with God. It wasn't personal. We think it us. We think in terms of us. You got to stop it. It's individually, when we come together, it's us. It's us. But right now, it's you. It's you and him. It's me and him. He's come to us. This is a powerful time in God. You know, the angels fed Elijah to get him to the mountain of God. The 40 days and the 40 nights he ate. They fed him, and it got him all the way to the mountain of God. What did he do? He anointed two kings, anointed Jehu to take down Jezebel, anointed his successor, Elisha, and left in a blaze of glory. Wow. The greater days were the latter days. After the wilderness, after being hidden, after being beaten down, there was, even this past year, you know, when I knew that God was prying my fingers apart. And I mean, he was doing that to make me let go of things of the past, of the way I thought things would be and the way things would happen. But you know, it still didn't work. And a couple of weeks ago, I woke up and two nights that week at 3 a.m., I was seeing things that were coming into my mind. And I remember I was kind of wrestling with what was happening to me. And things were coming in and I couldn't read them. I couldn't see them. I was trying to understand. And I could hear God clearly. He was trying to, he said, I'm changing your mind when you're unconscious. It was like he couldn't change my conscious mind. The soul is so strong. The soul is strong to make our hearts strong. But there comes a time when we can no longer walk in the soul and the flesh. We've all prayed it and asked God, God, I want the anointing that doesn't lift. I want the power. I want the presence. I want the anointing that rests upon me wherever I go. Not for my glory, but for your glory. That God will see the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see. I'm half blind and deaf. And I'm like, God, I need that for myself. You know, as I've prayed for people and they've got healed, I've gotten healed. You know, but there are things that our bodies don't want to submit to the Spirit of God. My mind is opposing God. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And I knew that he was doing a work in us, that he is changing our minds. You can't help him. You can't do it. All you can do is say, yes, Lord, yes. I'm in agreement with you. But I realized I was wrestling with what was familiar. One of the things that I felt like God said to bring back up again tonight was maybe a couple years ago I was here and I saw a branch broken off a tree and it was sweeping the ground like Indians, Native Americans would erase their pony tracks and stuff. And God said, I'm erasing the trails, the tracks, and the footprints of where you've been, where the familiar cannot find you. And you cannot find your way back to the familiar. You can no longer think the thoughts that you've had. Now you need to think the thoughts that I have for you. This is just a depth that honestly, you all, I haven't really truly grabbed a hold of, but it's something that God is encouraging you. This isn't just an encouragement. This is a truth that is going into your very bone marrow, to your very DNA. It is in the atmosphere, and it is witnessed into your spirit tonight that this is true. And if you forget every word, something has happened, something has changed, because you know it. You know it. Take and eat. Take and eat. Strength for the days ahead. Go into the mountain of God. The journey, and on that journey, God had every kind of glory. His presence and his power was manifested and his authority. This is an hour and a time that there are things coming to the church in the days ahead. And, you know, I talked about the wailing, the groaning, the moaning, and the travailing. We've done that. It's been for ourselves. I'm going to tell you, the wrestling with God, the wrestling with the enemy. Sometimes I didn't know which one. But there has been that in God's people because of the heaviness, because of the warfare against them. But the days ahead, there'll be that. There'll be that moaning, that groaning, that wailing and travailing. But that will be of God. It's not about you. It won't be yours. You're not going to be wailing and travailing and groaning for your own life and your own families and your own. It won't be that. So it won't be a heavy task. It will be, he will use you to do that. He'll use you. And one of the things that he said to me is that wailing, that travailing, that moaning, and that groaning, that is the sound we've all tried to find. We've all tried to hear. Every worship leader I know, it's a note. It's a sound. It's a song. It's a word. It's not. It's the moaning. It's the groaning. It's the travailing. It's the wailing that we are going to birth once more. Our children, the homeless, the drug addicts. There's a womb of darkness, and we're going to birth them into the kingdom of light. They are going to come forth, and the only way, that's the only way. We got to get God's heart. Let him use your body. Let him use your mind. But my mind is at enmity. No matter how much I know the Word of God, no matter how much I'm with him, my mind, my body wants comfort. I want to go back to the familiar. And I'm telling you, I am happy to say that, Lord, I don't just want my own family and moaning, groaning, travailing for them. But this is all out war. This is a time that we've got to give it all or go home. In or out. That's, you know, there's no safe place now. The only safe place is with him. Completely sold out. Totally. This is a time of power. These power encounters are going on. I don't have anything to do with it, but God does. There's something going on in the spirit realm. I told you, he's just in my sleep in the night, that things that are happening I can't put words to. But we are in. When I saw those spirits this past year, God said, they are arrayed for the final battles of time. Are you? It's not a rhetorical question. God knew. No, you're not. And you know what? I thought, oh, okay, let me get out all my warfare stuff. Let me go get my books. Let me go get my manuals. And God was like, listen, you know, I saw that plowed road. It was a road that was tilled so fine. I thought it was a garden. And I started to just, well, I'll just walk on this road. Then I'll just walk the road with God. And he was like, stop, wait, look. And I'm looking, and I start to do it again. I'm like, well, I'm going to walk this road. I put my foot down, and he stops me again. And he says, stop, wait, look, look. And I'm like, I start crying. And I'm like, Lord, I can't see it. I can't see it. What's wrong? I can't see anything. I don't see anything. And he says, exactly. There's no footprints, there's no tracks. You've never been this way before, and neither has anybody else. Don't go before me and don't lag behind me. This is a day and an hour where help has been sent to us, and there is no reason. But see, our flesh and our souls are at enmity with God, no matter how much we know. We're in a sovereign season right now where he has sent us help. Libby has had some angelic visions and visitations, and they are very important in this hour. It's like God, the enemy has been waging war on your faith. The Lord said that the last days, the final days battle, will be about faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Yes. So we are, when he returns, will he find? It's faith. The enemy is wearing us down and wearing us out. And, you know, we're starting to say, well, I don't know. I thought I would. I thought I could. But, You know, but maybe that's not the will of God. Yes, it is. It's the warfare against our faith. Faith. I pray that your faith will prevail. I pray, you know, this is the days where we're going to go on faith and a surrender to God, to everything. I'm praying to be one of those people that are totally surrendered to God, and that He would get the glory, that His return to His people and to His church. There's another message, but I was telling Pastor Mark, God is going to visit His churches once more. He's going to pour out His Spirit. Now, what are we going to do with all those souls out there? Where are they going to go? What are we going to do with them? We have changed the presidency, the governors. We have prayed. We have changed Supreme Courts. We have overturned appellate courts. God has given us the gavels, and He gave us the swords. But you know what? We didn't change the culture. Culture is changed in the pulpits. Culture is changed in the pulpits of America. And so, you know, we believe that that's what God's saying in this next year, that we are to increase the prayer for our pastors like never before. It is about our pastors, about the churches, the local areas, and to seriously go before God and let God lead us into prayer for them, because it is through the church and through the pulpits of America that culture is changed. So, Father, we thank You that we are in a day and an hour that You have come to us. Emmanuel, God with us, come into earth. And Father, we thank You for this angelic activity, that we are truly an apostolic and an apostolic age people. That God, we are an end time people. We're a last days people. And Father, we thank You. We thank You, Lord. Father, even right now, I ask that those fiery angels would come. Lord, that Your anointing and fire would rest upon Libby as she comes forth. Father, that we are seeing fruit of our labors. We are seeing our children and our children's children come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless You. And we thank You, God, that it's personal. That You, God, care about the one. It's personal between You and me, and You and us, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Lord, I thank You that You're taking us into places in glory that we never knew existed. So I just wanted to share some things, and this has been just I kind of chronicle things and a little bit, and so this is over a few years, but I felt like it was important to share some of these just so that we could see how God has been progressing and where we're at today. Several years ago, I had one of the most amazing experiences of my life in the Lord. And I was leaving a prayer meeting at a house of prayer in Bowling Green. And for some reason, I felt like I was supposed to turn around and look toward the worship team. And all of a sudden, I just started seeing this vision of this beautiful eagle. And it was just sitting there, like staring off into the distance. And I'm looking at this eagle, and it was so weird. It had war paint under its eyes, and it was red war paint. And I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I couldn't take my eyes off of it, and it was like I was just zooming in, and I realized the war paint was not painted on. It was bred into its feathers. And I'm just sitting there seeing this, and the Lord just said, this kind has never been born on the earth. This has never been released. It's been withheld for the last days. And I could just see these red lasers just coming out of its eyes, and I knew that it was for the prayers and the intercessors, that we would have this place of laser-like vision and this revelation that we've never had before. It's very powerful to me. So then in 2013, so it was later that year, I had a vision, not once, but I had it actually twice, and the second time I had it here. And I really felt this was important too, and the Lord just reminded me that. So all of a sudden during worship, I heard changing of the garments and the guard. And then I saw these words, mass exodus. And I saw a large group of people in a field, and many were wearing white robes. And suddenly they began taking off those garments and handing them or tossing them to others. And then those who removed their garments ran and crossed over into some other place. Like they just ran all in one direction. And they all seemed really excited or relieved. Then I saw the words, least likely. And the people had been handed the garments or had picked them up, began hesitantly putting them on, like, okay, me? And it was as if they weren't the ones that they expected to receive it. And suddenly, angels filled the skies over the group and began declaring, rescuers, rescuers, rescuers. So the second time I had that vision, there was something added to it, and the Lord said, who will go for us, Libby? For the hour is late. I'm setting my house in order. Now go set yours in order. So that was in 2013 also. And from that time, the Lord called me to leave my place of work. And the moment that I did that, I knew that I had stepped into a different place of obedience in God. Because for years before that, even though we'd been in revival, we were in a really difficult desert place, wilderness place. My husband and I have actually gotten a divorce, and we've been divorced for 4 years. This is after being in revival. But we remarried by the grace of God. He had his hand on us, miraculously. So we've been through a lot. And fast forward to December 31st, 2015. We were in Hopkinsville at a New Year's Eve worship. It was so intense. It was awesome. In the middle of nowhere. And I was on the floor, and all of a sudden, I heard such a sound, and I knew it was a bunch of angels coming. And all of a sudden, an angel came, and he was running, and he was dressed in, you know, some kind of war regalia or something, but he came, and he looked at me, and I could see that he was also looking at the people in the room, and he said, I've come to release revelation, strength, and power. I've come to release revelation, strength, and power. And he started walking around the room and, like, hitting people in the stomach, just random people. Revelation, strength, and power. And as I'm watching this, I see that there's this whole army of angels. I mean, there's just so many. And they're looking this direction. And I'm kind of standing this way looking at this guy doing what he's doing. And I saw this angel army looking, and they're looking at us, and then they're kind of looking behind them, like waiting for the command. And the Lord just spoke to me, the command is in your mouth. See, the command of his armies are in our mouths. Okay, and the revelation, strength, and power was for these days that remain. And that is the common thread that I'm getting to, and all these things that we're hearing and seeing, and this has been over the course of several years. So this July, we took our youth to IHOP for a conference, and during one of the worship sessions, all of a sudden I just felt something shift in the room, and I felt fire come all over the back of me. I mean, I thought I was going to burn up. I didn't know who was behind me. I didn't know what was going on, and all of a sudden, I just start seeing these angels, and they swooped in. I mean, like, shoo. I mean, they were so fast. And I heard the Lord say that these are stealth angels, and they were releasing fiery strength for the days that remain. And I could see it was just going all over this place, young people, old people, everything. So recently we've been part of planting a church in our region. That's not something I ever saw us doing, but I really, truly feel it is connected to what you all have been doing here. Even though there's not been a personal connection, I know that I know that I know that it is a regional thing. And I truly believe, and I'm not just saying this because I really didn't even want to come back to this region after years away, to be honest, but the Lord brought us, and he just kept telling us to be faithful in prayer, just to build the house of prayer, even in our own home. And so we haven't been doing a lot. We've been preparing, but we've been having prayer consistently on Saturday nights, and God has been showing up, and it has been so awesome. It's been different. I'm an intercessor, of course, but it has been, that's been the highlight of everything that we've been doing, because he's teaching us that we don't know what we're doing, that we haven't ever been this way before. Every word, every week is coming forth in the same place. And so we have just been really undone. Just like Mom said, I just kept saying, you know, change our language, God. Change our language, God. Like, he's trying to get us to get all those old mindsets and to quit saying the stuff we used to say. Because really, what fruit has a lot of it brought? You know, we've got to get the mind of Christ. And when she told me what he said about her, you know, him doing it to her in her sleep, I thought, yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, and that's even in the place of prayer, when we just go before him and lay down. And one of the things that we've been experiencing is, and this is hard, especially if you're with a bunch of seasoned intercessors, we've been going into prayer, and literally, I can't say anything. I told Mom, I said, I really feel like for like 3 weeks, I said nothing, hardly at all. And you feel this pressure before people to say, we're going to pray for them. We're going to come in, and we know the enemy's doing it. It's like, no, the Lord just kept saying, be still, get your ear to the ground so that you can hear the sound. You see, we've got to let it go. And so he really has been doing a great work, and our hearts are really being changed. And like last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, we're learning to soak, really, and just wait on the Lord. At the end of the message on a Wednesday night, there was probably five people there. We'd all been beat up. I mean, everybody was exhausted. People were sick. I mean, I barely made it there. And I'm just like, the whole time, just exhausted. Well, at the end, our worship leader, pastor's wife, was just playing the piano, just instrumental, just sweetly. I thought, you know, we would just sit here. I couldn't even get the strength to get up, to be honest. I wasn't really spiritual. But all of a sudden, just the sweet presence came in. And I began to cry. Because I just thought, no matter what, there's this great peace and this goodness of God all around. And then I began to think about, you know, that's what the rest of the world needs. And that's just all they need, is just to know his goodness. And so I'm just crying kind of silent tears, and all of a sudden this angel appears right in front of my face. And I've never had it this close. And he had a gold encrusted bottle. And he just took it and put it up against my cheek and collected my tears. And he said, these are priceless treasures. And I just want to say that I feel like we're moving God's heart more and are just laying it down before him, getting rid of our ideas of what needs to happen. You know, I've got a child that's wayward right now. And you know what? I wore myself out for 2 years straight. I barely slept. I think I aged 10 years in 2 years worrying about that girl. And the Lord told me one day, are you done? Are you done? Let it go. I love her more than you do. You just go before me and let me just bless. And see, I would get mad and I'd want a war. And he said, hey, how about this? How about bless her? How about just go love her? How about quit being afraid of her lifestyle and her sin and go get in her business? Go love on her. Let her friends come over. Go tell them. Go make them food. Go love on them. Don't be afraid. Because I was. I don't want to be around nothing crazy. I mean, really, I didn't. I don't like that. But the Lord has really changed our hearts. And it's like, I mean, he had to. I'm being very transparent here. It's because, and we weren't getting anywhere. But I'm telling you, December the 2nd, I was getting ready to leave prayer, and I heard so clearly. I don't know that it was audible, but it was so quick, and it was so loud. The Lord said, the tables have turned. So then 3 days later, I see a headline. The tables have turned on the news.
Wow.
And it was about which I thought was really awesome. It was about where, you know, the FBI and CIA, that they are now being investigated. And I thought, uh-huh, right, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for confirming your word. So I want to say and confirm everything that Mom's been saying. It's on. We're in a different season, and our job is to go low. Our job is to lay before Him and wait, because I told our intercessors, I was like, you know what, guys? We all know how to pray. We all know how to pray. But the Lord is saying, listen to me. Just get before me and hear me. Hear me. And it's not, and it's like she said, it's not crying tears over just, you know, my kid. Then the Lord began to give me tears for all her friends. Because guess what? They're all looking for somebody to hang with that understands them. So we're going to go after all of them. We want them all, Jesus. Yeah. Every last one of them. They're broken. Yeah. So I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that God is so good that He doesn't let us keep our stinking thinking. And no matter how much we've been in the presence of God, there's more to go, and there's a place of maturity that He's bringing all of us. You know, it's not about us. I told Mom, I said, you know, you spend all these years thinking about, what's my calling? Am I going to walk in it? You know, all this, you know, and I don't care. Because it's about them now. Who's going to go? We've all been in it. We've been in it long enough. We know enough. We know how to at least get with God. They need that. They need us, guys. They need us to be available when they come in, because they're the ones who are really going to battle. They've been through stuff that we've never even dreamed of being through, and they're going to have, well, they do have. Let me tell you what. I've got a grandson named Justice. He's 2 years old. When he came, she had a C-section, when they lifted him up, I said, Justice has been birthed in the earth. And I felt such a prophetic thing come over me, that there's such a social justice in these young people, and I've got two of them that are like, you know, always in it, and sometimes it's ungodly and it's off center, but don't worry about it. God's bringing it back to center, because somebody has got to be willing and crazy enough to just go in and get in the thick of it. And so I just want to pray a blessing, if that's okay. Lord, I just bless all these people here. God, you called us here tonight to hold up their hands. God, to release encouragement for them. Lord, that they're hearing you. God, that they aren't in the wrong place. But God, that you are equipping and you're meeting every need, God. Lord, that you are changing our minds. We're asking, God, yes, come. Come in the night, Lord. We give you permission, God. Have your way, Lord. I thank you that you are releasing angels, God, and you are giving us the revelation and the understanding, God, to know that we're not alone and that we're not to be intimidated and we won't be afraid of sin. God, but we will come, Lord, and the atmosphere will change because you're with us, Lord. Father, I thank you for fiery strength for the days that remain. I speak strength. God, I thank you. Thank you for perseverance and steadfastness and loyalty in these saints of God. Lord, I bless them for being steadfast and firm. Lord, I thank you that even when the fire came and the winds blew and the rains came, God, they never wavered. God, I thank you for these pastors here in this region that have stayed committed to the vision, God. And though it tarried, Lord, they still wait. So, God, I ask you now, Lord, would you pour out? Pour out, God. I pray for the harvest to come forth. Yes. Let the harvest come forth, God, because they've been faithful, Lord. Father, I pray that the fire burns all the way down that 150 corridor, Lord. And, God, I pray it goes all over this region. God, I praise you, Lord, for their apostolic leadership. Jesus, amen. So the last thing that I wanted to share, and I almost forgot, is that so I saw some people, and I saw that it was like some of us were in a box, like a doll, and the Lord just was like taking us out of this box. And then there was this beautiful, you know, those dressing mirrors, you know, and he was changing people's clothes and putting on these just like royal garments. And it just, it was kind of awkward and funny because it was kind of like a, I don't know, 17th century kind of garments. It wasn't, you know, it was kind of where it was, you know, I was trying to get the right wording and the word came to me, audacious. And I thought, the Lord is he's taking us out of the box. He's changing our clothes, and it's this audacious, like, crazy goodness because of loyalty, of knowing who we are as sons and daughters, not in an arrogant, you know, ugly way, but just knowing who we are and where our inheritance is, you know? And so I just feel like... I just want to say, don't, you know, this is not that. Mom keeps saying that. We've been saying that. Everything's saying, this is not that. And so we're going to go forward. And God has so much more in this hour. We are just being encouraged ourselves that even though it seems like daily there's a battle, but then there's like this answer immediately. And I don't know if anybody else has been feeling like that. But I told Mom, I said, it's almost like a day by day, like, oh, today, man, it was like, we got, man, the enemy came hard. But then the next day, like, glory came, and, you know, all the stuff shifted. Then the next day, the enemy came back again really hard. But it's like, it's okay because, you know, two things. The Lord, we had a real serious situation a few weeks ago, and I've never been in this situation where I was really, you know, it was just not right. And I was just trying hard to get myself in order. And the Lord said, you guard your heart, and I'll guard your way. And let's just be encouraged to just set people free, release people, don't carry offense, let it go. It isn't worth it. It is not, I don't want to be separated from him for one second. And I really, you know, we're walking that out, obviously, but that's his heart. And, you know, he said, hell comes, definitely, but heaven always overcomes. So we stand on that tonight. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to hand it over to you, Pastor Mark, and thank you all for being a lighthouse, for being a place of sanctuary and refuge in these times of trouble where we can all come and be encouraged. We can all come and be strengthened. That is so important in the days ahead. And that we have relationships with one another. And we know each other by the Spirit. Many that came tonight, I've known them for years. I know them by their Spirit. We know one another, and that's how we trust. We trust. Sometimes we don't see and we don't hear and we can't feel. That happens to me too. And I have to grab a hold of someone that I know, and I know their spirit. I know them by the Spirit. And I will trust what they said, and I will cling to it, and I will hold on to it. And so this is an hour where God is calling us. I believe there's days ahead when we're going to have to communicate by the Spirit. We're going to have to know by the Spirit where to go and what to do. And so this is a house of God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your precious people. I thank you for this region. You're a God that's personal. You're a God that's corporate. And you're a God that is universal. We just bless you. Thank you so much.
You so much. Turn it over to me. I'm going to turn it right back over to y'all. Get y'all off prayer. Would you like to play your guitar a little bit, brother? You want to? No. Here. I mean, you could do it. just put a tape on? A tape. Well, it's gonna be. Put something on with music on it, okay? Wasn't that a blessing? Did that confirm a lot of things that you've been? Yeah, it's good to have somebody put it into words, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I want to receive. Yes, Lord. Lord. Just start praying. Jesus. Prepare our hearts to receive.
Yes.
Prepare our hearts to receive.